英语听力模拟试题一。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。现在，你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
I don't know why, but my smoke alarm keeps making this beeping sound. It's definitely not because of a fire or anything. I wonder if it's broken.
No, it just needs new batteries. Excuse me, I need to cancel my newspaper delivery for next week.I'll be out of town for a business meeting.
No problem, sir. I'll make sure to let the delivery boy know.
Do you know what time it is? I left my watch at home this morning.
Yes, it's 2:30 p.m.
Oh!That means I only have 15 minutes before my appointment. Thanks.
I just saw a great deal for a vacation package to London. The only thing is that we have to book the trip in the next 48 hours.
That's out of the question.Where is my brown jacket?
Check above those white shoes.
I don't see it. I guess I can wear my blue shirt.
It's hot out anyway. You'll be fine.
从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有五秒钟的时间阅读各个小题。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话。回答第六和第七两个小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I've been wondering how to start running. I want to run a marathon, and I know you're a good runner.
Well, you need to start out slowly. See if you can run a mile without stopping, and then start increasing your distance.
Okay. Do you think I should run on a running machine at the gym or outside?
Well, it depends on what you like. Running inside is nice because you can stay at a steady speed, but outside is nice too because you're surrounded by nature and fresh air.
Maybe I'll try running outside first and see how it feels.Hey, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I've been wondering how to start running. I want to run a marathon, and I know you're a good runner.
Well, you need to start out slowly. See if you can run a mile without stopping, and then start increasing your distance.
Okay. Do you think I should run on a running machine at the gym or outside?
Well, it depends on what you like. Running inside is nice because you can stay at a steady speed.But outside is nice too, because you're surrounded by nature and fresh air.
Maybe I'll try running outside first and see how it feels.
Hi, Tim. Are you doing some last-minute shopping for the weekend?
Hi, Shelley. Actually, I'm looking for supplies to create an emergency kit for everyone in my family.
What's an emergency kit?
It has supplies that you need in case of a disaster, like an earthquake.
We haven't had an earthquake in years.
Well, you never know. You have to be prepared. There could also be a flood or a hurricane.
Yeah, or a house fire. It seems like you're very prepared. What kinds of supplies are you getting?
I'm getting food and water to last for 3 days, flashlights with extra batteries, and sleeping bags. It's almost like preparing to go camping.
Wow, I never thought about making an emergency kit.
It's a really good thing to have. Most people think about it after it's already too late.
Hi, Tim. Are you doing some last-minute shopping for the weekend?
Hi, Shelley. Actually, I'm looking for supplies to create an emergency kit for everyone in my family.
What's an emergency kit?
It has supplies that you need in case of a disaster, like an earthquake.
We haven't had an earthquake in years.
Well, you never know. You have to be prepared. There could also be a flood or a hurricane.
Yeah, or a house fire. It seems like you're very prepared. What kinds of supplies are you getting?
I'm getting food and water to last for 3 days, flashlights with extra batteries, and sleeping bags. It's almost like preparing to go camping.
Wow, I never thought about making an emergency kit.
It's a really good thing to have. Most people think about it after it's already too late. Molly, this drawing that you made for me is beautiful, but I have some questions about it.
Okay, Daddy, what's up?
Well, I see that you've drawn our whole family. I recognize Grandma and Grandpa because they have gray hair, but who are the other people?
Mommy is the one with green hair and the purple dress. Bobby is the one sitting on the ground with the blue ball. Sally has brown skin, and she has her little yellow doll. And Max is here, running after Joe.
I see. Now, why did you give Mommy green hair?
Because she is always trying to get me to eat green things, like cucumber. Then she eats all of it for me, so I thought her hair might turn green.
That makes sense. And I must be the big person right in the center wearing the red jacket, right?
No, Daddy. You are looking out of the garage window. The big person in the middle is Uncle Charlie, because he always gives me candy. I wish he was here all the time.
Molly, this drawing that you made for me is beautiful, but I have some questions about it.
Okay, Daddy. What's up?
Well, I see that you've drawn our whole family. I recognize Grandma and Grandpa because they have gray hair, but who are the other people?
Mommy is the one with green hair and the purple dress. Bobby is the one sitting on the ground with the blue ball. Sally has brown skin and she has her little yellow doll. And Max is here running after Joe.
I see. Now, why did you give Mommy green hair?
Because she is always trying to get me to eat green things, like cucumber. Then she eats all of it for me, so I thought her hair might turn green.
That makes sense. And I must be the big person right in the center wearing the red jacket, right?
No, Daddy. You are looking out of the garage window. The big person in the middle is Uncle Charlie, because he always gives me candy. I wish he was here all the time.
The sun here in Sardinia is so much hotter than I imagined. We've only been lying on the beach for 15 minutes, and I'm already sunburned.
I guess because we're so close to Africa. But I'm not surprised about your skin anyway. Even back home, your face gets really red after 5 minutes of sun.
Let me check my guidebook. You're right. We are only 120 miles from Africa. It says we are as close to Tunisia as we are to the coast of Italy. We should go there. I bet we could catch a boat there.
We already took a boat ride from Italy to get here. Let's just enjoy where we are. There's so much to see and do here. Check and see what we can do here first.
It says if we go 10 miles south from here, we will be in Cagliari, and we can see the Roman ruins on the Gulf of the Angels. It's in the southern part of Sardinia.
Yeah, but are there any beaches there?
Yes, Poetto Beach is nearby. You have to pay to get there, but it has white sand.
Sounds good to me.
The sun here in Sardinia is so much hotter than I imagined. We've only been lying on the beach for 15 minutes, and I'm already sunburned.
I guess because we're so close to Africa. But I'm not surprised about your skin anyway. Even back home, your face gets really red after 5 minutes of sun.
Let me check my guidebook. You're right. We are only 120 miles from Africa. It says we are as close to Tunisia as we are to the coast of Italy. We should go there. I bet we could catch a boat there.
We already took a boat ride from Italy to get here. Let's just enjoy where we are. There's so much to see and do here. Check and see what we can do here first.
It says if we go 10 miles south from here, we will be in Cagliari, and we can see the Roman ruins on the Gulf of the Angels. It's in the southern part of Sardinia.
Yeah, but are there any beaches there?
Yes, Poetto Beach is nearby. You have to pay to get there, but it has white sand.
Sounds good to me. Good morning, students. This is your principal, Mrs. Jenkins, wishing everyone a good day.
I would like to make one student's day extra special this sunny Friday morning. His name is Bobby Smith. Yep, Bobby, this is for you. Bobby does great with his studies and will probably graduate with honors, but that's not why I'm celebrating him today. 2 days ago, his science teacher, Ms. Green, was having a bad day. Most of the students could tell something was up, but they didn't know exactly what. Well, that morning, Ms. Green had learned that her uncle had passed away. She hadn't seen him for years, but he had meant a lot to her when she was growing up. Ms. Green knew there wasn't time to find another teacher to substitute for the day, so she came into work that morning. Realizing how sad she looked, Bobby had his mom, who runs a flower shop, deliver a bunch of flowers to Ms. Green on her lunch break. Ms. Green, who is now flying back to New York to be with her family, said she was so touched by what Bobby did that it allowed her to make it through the rest of the day. Thanks, Bobby. The lesson here is for us to be good to each other. Good morning, students. This is your principal, Mrs. Jenkins, wishing everyone a good day. I would like to make one student's day extra special this sunny Friday morning. His name is Bobby Smith. Yep, Bobby, this is for you. Bobby does great with his studies and will probably graduate with honors, but that's not why I'm celebrating him today. 2 days ago, his science teacher, Ms. Green, was having a bad day. Most of the students could tell something was up, but they didn't know exactly what. Well, that morning, Ms. Green had learned that her uncle had passed away. She hadn't seen him for years, but he had meant a lot to her when she was growing up. Ms. Green knew there wasn't time to find another teacher to substitute for the day, so she came into work that morning. Realizing how sad she looked, Bobby had his mom, who runs a flower shop, deliver a bunch of flowers to Ms. Green on her lunch break. Ms. Green, who is now flying back to New York to be with her family, said she was so touched by what Bobby did that it allowed her to make it through the rest of the day. Thanks, Bobby. The lesson here is for us to be good to each other.
听力部分到此结束。